Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Ryan Paulson, lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm coming to you with today's audio Phil Daily devotional. It's entitled The Backstory. When a musician writes a song, there's often a backstory that helps the listener more fully understand what the song is about. The backstory helps fill in the subtleties and tease out nuances. It gives layer and texture to lyrics that help them become three-dimensional ideas rather than two-dimensional black words on a white page. I remember when I first heard the backstory of It Is Well, one of the great hymns of the faith. It Is Well was written by Horatio Spafford after experiencing two life-altering tragedies. The first was the death of his youngest daughter and loss of his wealth in 1871. The second tragedy was the loss of his other four daughters when the ship they were on sank out at sea. It was out of that heartbreak that Spafford penned these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And those words carry so much more meaning when one realizes the depths from which they sprang. Now, the same is true of Psalm 132. It's a psalm that has a backstory, and one the reader must understand if they're going to grasp the nuances. The first 10 verses are based on 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 7, when King David brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem after it had been gone for 20 years. After retrieving the ark, David vowed to build a house for God. And listen to the way the psalm alludes to this promise. "I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob." And David was passionate and devoted. He had a plan to accomplish his mission. And if one simply reads through the psalm, you could conclude that David did in fact build the temple for God. But he didn't. His son Solomon did. The backstory helps us understand that this is actually a song about when God says no to our well-intentioned, passionately driven plans. It's not a song about how a great king did something great for God, even though it seems that way on the surface. It's a song about how a great God did something eternal through a frail man. It's a song about the way God often says no to our plans so that we cling more tightly to His promises. In fact, the psalm ends by triumphing in what God will do, not what David did. I think this is a song that we can sing along with Israel. It's easy to get tied up in what we want to do for God, but real joy comes from realizing all that God has done for us in Jesus. I want to invite you, take some time today and think through the story arc of Psalm 132. Go back and read 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 7 if you'd like, in light of this psalm. And then ask Jesus what He wants you to hear and what He wants you to do in response. And then go do it. Go do it. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for today, for the gift that it is to be alive and to be alive in you. We are so grateful for your grace in our life. Lord, thank you for this song that we get to look at and study and dive into, Lord. And even as we can relate to it, that our plans don't always come to fruition, we know that your promises do, that you're faithful and you're trustworthy. And so our faith is in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me today, friends. I hope you have a great day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.